Welcome to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear. And today is Friday, the 13th. Freaky Friday, the 13th. And today fits perfectly with the ambiance of the vibe in our world, in our nation, in the universe. So, I promised you all that I will be getting some backup fact checks. And I will be speaking to a credible source, a nurse that is currently on the grounds in New Orleans later this afternoon. And we have an interview set up, and she's agreed to let me ask her some pertinent questions. And hopefully I can get some really big answers. It's very important to me that I always bring you all what you may not be getting on the regular news. And I just have to say, for here in the Hill Country, you all are about to drop the ball. Not canceling the, what is that, Leaf Festival is going to be not only problematic, but a huge source of infection. Infectivity, super spreaders from all around get to walk around town. When you have nothing but elderly people with immune compromisations, little children, everyone thinks they're above what's happening. I feel like our country specifically feels like nothing ever happens here. We're so great. We're so grand. We don't have to worry about a thing. Just let me spend my money. Don't take away my money. How much does it cost? Who cares? Because money don't mean a thing. Or let me twerk my ass a little bit for the gram. Let me go and make all this money and be grand and live lavish, and to hell with the fact we've just been declared in a pandemic. God damn, what's it gonna take for people to take it seriously? What's it gonna take for people to not think twice about the fact things are not as they seem and it has never been a pandemic? What does that mean? I haven't even gotten to like the news sources today, what's going on. I am just really talking my shit this morning, because I promise you all, if people don't get their heads out of their ass and wake up to the fact 2020 is on blast, straightforward, coming to you live and raw with nothing but the hits, nothing but the hits, nothing but the mother effing hits. You all will not find it anywhere else but right here in this country, that they're not even taking into consideration that if I'm not testing people, I don't know how many hospital beds, ventilators, medications, etc. we need. If there's gonna be a huge cutoff of shipments of goods, medicines, etc., you name it, we are not gonna be getting it. Do we have enough for the patients that are on these types of drugs and prescriptions? What's gonna happen when someone can't get their insulin? What's gonna happen when people can't go to work because they've got small children that they've got to provide for, and they can't send them to their grandparents because they can infect them and they'll die? Or I can't pay my rent. I can't buy food. I can't buy my medicine and buy food. If I don't go to work, my boss is gonna fire me, and they don't have a contingency plan in place to pay me for sick leave when I just clock in by the hour and greet people or serve people food or goods or services. What's gonna happen then? See, people don't really like to be around me like that, who don't wanna face the facts. But if you know me, then you know this is how I've been, and I've always been this way. It is important to know what's happening around you so that when shit hits the fan, I'm not hitting the fan too. I already did that, and now I'm prepared in my mind because I knew it was coming. I saw it coming. I heard it was coming. I listened. Most people aren't doing that. I swear, I just had to go off. Because people are saying, wash your hands, it's just the flu. If you get it, you'll get over it. No, dumb. You don't just get over it. Even Dr. Fauci and some other doctors, epidemiologists are saying, for a fact, look it up, that even when you stop showing symptoms, you are still a carrier. That not only does it still remain in your body, you can still be a spreader. And there are even people who, after they tested negative, got retested and tested positive, because the test doesn't get deep down in your lungs like that. It's only a surface test. That's why when you're not showing symptoms, it'll come up negative. But no. Here in the great U.S. of A, I'm a patriot. We think everything's a joke. We think, well, nothing ever happens here. We think that'll never happen to me. We think, oh, it's just the flu. Meanwhile, in Iran, the satellites from NASA have picked up such grand digging of mass graves. You can see it clearly from the air. You can see the mass graves and the bodies they're putting inside. If you all would do the due diligence and look it up, it won't sound like I'm making shit up, like I'm pulling from the sky, sprinkling crazy dust on you. No. It's voices like mine that need to be heard so that when you don't listen, we listen so you don't have to, and we can still bring you what's happening. Because I can declare to you, you don't want to be in the store when shit hits the fan. You don't want to be fighting for your right to survive when things go away. And it's a clear statement in front of you of what we've been trying to tell you is happening. You're not ready to see someone drop dead before you like a fly, because I'm not. But if they can't test people and these people are walking around asymptomatic, and then once their symptoms do begin to show, we've been told that it can be within an hour or hours that you are in the hospital on life support and passing away. Imagine that when the hospitals, as we've been told the other day, are only at capacity. Let's say this only affects 1% of our nation to handle 300,000 patients in all the hospitals. But 1% would be 700,000 people. Where the rest of those 400,000 gonna go? What if they've got to start choosing between the young and the old? Who is better off? Who is worse off? Who gets this ventilator versus who is gonna have to suck it up? What are the babies about to do? See, people have it in their minds because our great, grand, illustrious, fact-telling leaders have said that, oh, it's just the flu, it's nothing to worry about, by April it'll be gone. When, best believe, in the hottest places of the earth right now, the virus is spreading, and spreading exponentially. They are projecting that every 6 days, our number of infected will double. Y'all better start listening. You better start listening. You better start listening. You better start listening before it's too late. Whoo, child. I wish things were gonna get easier, but I don't see them getting so. I see that things, the way that they are going, the way that they aren't testing, the way this isn't being taken seriously, the way that people are still about to crowd the town, even where I am, for these festivals that they are not canceling. They are not canceling any of the festivals in our city. I don't know what the F is going on, but it's pissing me off. Because I didn't bring children into the world so that I could watch them suffer and decay because there's nothing left. But the way that we are going about as though we are immune to death and immune to the fact it is a pandemic all around has made my mind explode. And that is my baby coming to you live. It's true. It's true. I've been saying it for months. Something isn't right. Something doesn't feel good. My energy's off. And then, you know, maybe it wasn't off. Maybe it was a sign of things to come. I had to get rid of my first episode because I just didn't like some of the verbiage I used, and I don't want to throw anyone off. But I talked about seeing the red planet, Herbocules, as some people call it. You should look into it. It's real. It's there. I saw it with my own two eyes. It'll be 3 years come Memorial Day weekend out here in the hill country. I saw it, and it took up the whole sky. And there are people, scientists, astrobiologists, you name it, you believe it. Okay, that say that it's giving off a red iron oxide. And it also shoots off meteorites and rocks and hailstones and brimstones. But y'all don't want to hear that. You just want to hear things that make you feel good. But I'm not here just to make you feel good. We'll have a good kiki. But for the most part, I'm aware that I have been created for such a time as this. And I may not have everyone on my list as a friend, but I'll be a friend to you and tell you the truth. I'd rather my feelings be hurt with the truth than be killed with a lie. And at that point, we'll be back later on with more facts, facts, and nothing but the facts. And you're listening to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire. I'm coming to you live and on the air. I'm blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So lend me your ear and be clear. Enjoy the rest of your Friday the 13th. Be vigilant and look up.